I'm Derek.
Why? Go ahead, introduce the show.
This is getting old.
Just go.
Welcome to Under Your Roof and In Your Backyard with Dean and Derek. Today we're going to be talking about interior walls. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm Dean. Welcome to Under Your Roof and In Your Backyard. And today's subject, it's going to be exciting. It's new. It is the thing.
Do you see how he fell into that?
And it doesn't sound like it's the thing, but it is the thing.
I just fed it to you.
It is. Interior walls.
So exciting, Dean. That was exciting because of the way you said it. That's
awesome. Mark my words. When we're done, you're going to be excited about interior walls because they have completely changed. The products have changed. And we've been to the covering showdown.
Could I ask you a question right now? Who came up with this subject? Who came up with today's show? I keep saying tonight, like we're going to be on the
We talked about this months
no,
ago.
No,
okay,
no.
Okay, I'll let you. You came up with it.
Yeah, I did. And
who's
we talked
one,
about
who's
this.
Who's the one who talked about when we were at the covering shows a year or two, and the big thing from Italy and Spain,
yes,
all
Dean.
The tile companies,
yep. Is
thin sheets.
Sheets, large size,
right.
All that. We'll get into that. And also the precious stones. But let's just make
okay,
sure
seeing
we're
that you
on
came
the same
up with
page.
It, seeing yes. that you came up with it,
yes, Dean.
Maybe you can get a little more excited
okay.
and get into the show. Instead of introducing it like, hey, we're going to paint a wall and watch the paint dry.
No, I didn't do that. It's just that you
totally
jumped.
Your...
You totally jumped like you always do. And I'm just trying to make sure we're on the same page.
All right,
page.
Go. Start,
so I am very excited about interior walls, and you know that, because one of the things that I love are the sheets that we sell. You know that. The textured walls.
You didn't sound it.
When?
When you introduced the show.
Well, that was back like 2 minutes ago. Why do you
okay,
have to keep
so
bringing
now
up
you're,
the past?
Now you're excited. Okay.
I've been excited.
So, interior walls.
Yeah.
Inside your house, condo, high-rise, New York studio, apartment, New York,
are
really
big penthouse.
Are
we going to talk about every dwelling?
No, because it does. This transcends all kinds of design, right? You can do with these big sheets.
I'm
you
just
can
waiting.
Get,
I'm waiting to see where he goes. By the way,
you can get different looks with
if
this.
You want to reach us, contact us at deanandderek.com and also Dean and Derek on Facebook. Go ahead.
Okay,
going.
So yes. We're talking big sheets. And people are thinking, what the heck are big sheets? Like sheets you hang on the wall? No, sheets. Large sheets of stone.
Yes.
Large sheets of porcelain.
Let me ask you a question. How big can they get?
Some of the porcelain ones can get 10 feet.
Yeah, 10 feet by 5 feet.
Okay.
At a quarter of an inch thick.
Insane.
Now, that makes every installer out there very nervous.
Insane.
And why?
Because how the heck am I going to set that? Lift it, I bump into a wall, I break it in half. And the thing costs whatever.
It's fragile. It can be fragile. And especially when you're dealing with precious, you know, remember the precious stones we saw? That's what they call them, folks. Those rocks and those things with rubies and diamonds in them, they're crazy.
Okay, so from what we're seeing on the ground here, working with interior designers,
yes,
contemporary's in.
Yeah,
contemporary's
no.
really growing. Whether you call contemporary it
contemporary, definitely.
It doesn't mean over-the-top stuff.
Or just black and white.
Right. But really, design-wise, customers coming in here, coming into the Plymouth Quarries, definitely it's leaning more modern, getting
the
a
trend,
little further away from the old rustic.
The trend right now is definitely more of a cleaner line, there's no question, but not every home allows a contemporary look.
Yes.
So that's, you know what I mean? Like, you know
And
what
we
I
talked
mean.
About that with outdoor design,
but
too.
But when we're talking about interior walls, I mean, look, when you're dealing with an interior wall, either you, when you're building a home, you're either going to plaster that wall, you're going to paint that wall. You might some people still do a lot of wallpaper. People think that there's, you know, wallpapers out, but actually there's a lot of incredible
wallpapers.
No,
but remember like maybe 5-6 years ago, funky wallpaper was coming back?
Yeah.
Where it was like the thing in the 70s.
And a lot of people
it died,
won't.
And then it was coming back.
But
and
a lot of people won't do wallpaper on the whole room, but they'll do one wall.
Yes.
And do something else with the other walls. So again, like how you and I love to mix products, right?
Mm-hmm.
So wallpaper's not out completely, but we want to talk about other options of wall coverings and that interior wall. And part of it is textured, and the other part is not textured at all.
So we did some video work a couple years ago for the covering show down in Florida. Big show. Every tile countertop company around the world. If you ever get a chance, even if you're not in the business, if you're down there, it's an incredible place.
Well, you got to understand, folks, this The Coverings, that's what it's called, is an international show.
Yes.
So any of you women who want to meet Italian men, I'm telling you, go to The Coverings and just walk through the Italian tiles, because they've got the most amazing suits. And
but they did it right. I mean, Spain was awesome because they set up different booths with their country. A
lot
name
of
on.
Style at The Coverings. And you'll meet people from Russia, Germany,
Egypt.
What about that
Israel.
Young, what about that young woman we met? She's from Russia. 25 years old, she opened up her own company.
I believe she was a spy.
Well, that's because we can't give full names because they're listening.
Exactly.
Exactly. But The covering show is amazing because we even saw products that we've never seen before.
No. And I have to say, just for a little thing, and well, maybe because I am biased because I am Italian.
Yes.
The way the Italian...
I'm telling
Spain,
you, I mentioned
Spain,
it.
No, but not...
You and I... You
you're
and
talking
I,
about the guy. I'm talking about the
no,
way they set
we were
it up.
Talking about the style of those Italian boots. The women and men dressed
unbelievable. Yeah, they do.
Unbelievable.
Right. And the guys can, you know, I could never fit into those
That's
Italian
That's why I don't
suits.
Think those guys were Italian.
No.
Because they're too lean.
None
they're,
of them had
they're
thighs
German.
Or shoulders.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
they didn't wear socks, which was a cool look. But I couldn't even no. put... Like one of those pants?
No.
I couldn't put them over
you
my
would
ankles.
Never be at The covering selling stone as an
no,
Italian.
No, I couldn't dress in those Italian
You'd be
suits.
More like a Viking.
Not that I didn't have Italian suit envy.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
you the thigh issue and we don't even
no,
have to
I'm
go.
I'm telling on. You, there was a lot of
so,
style.
So, but the
going
thing
on.
With that show
yeah.
is it's the Big Bang, because you get dealers from all over the country mm. and the world that come, and that's where they buy for the coming year.
Yeah.
That's where they commit. There's all these big deals going on in these booths, right? So Spain sets up their booth. Egypt sets up their booth with all their new products, and
yeah,
they
right.
make it
Turkey,
unbelievable.
All of
they
them.
Give
yep.
you free things
right.
and all that stuff.
Right.
The Italians, which was cool.
Oh, they made...
They recreated an outdoor cafe
yeah, the outdoor
that literally
villa,
exists
yeah.
in Rome.
Right, right.
And they took that
That's
design.
True. That's
and they,
true.
It had cappuccino.
Yep.
They brought in a pastry chef
They had
from
espresso.
Rome
yep.
That was
thing.
Making authentic Italian pastry. That place had lines
yep.
waiting. They drew in the crowd. They knew how to draw in
they
the crowd.
Did. They did.
The other people did too. I'm you
right.
know I'm kidding
right.
about the Italian thing, but it's a show. It's not just like showing tile and coverings and stuff. It's
no.
like they put a lot
well,
of money into these.
Here, we won't talk all about coverings here, but I mean, and we'll move on from this. But what it does is it shows you what's coming.
Yes,
that's the thing, because you and I would see the trends that are coming.
That,
are that going
will
to
hit
start,
America.
Right. That are going to start to affect the people that are selling products. Like today we were talking with Kathy over at Tiles by Perfection, one of our favorite places here
mm-hmm.
in the Quincy area of Massachusetts. And she was telling us things that we saw last winter that they're
at,
already
at
selling.
The coverings.
At the coverings.
And you know,
right.
to be honest, most of the trends in the stone world and tile world, they don't come from America. They start in Italy, Spain. Why? Because they've been doing it for thousands of years. They are the leaders. They are the leaders when it comes to stone tile, porcelain. The best porcelains
well, the
come
porcelains
from Europe,
are
right?
incredible, right?
Right.
And the ceramics
right.
and all that.
So
that's
why
that's
the
true.
Coverings is such a
I
big deal.
I mean, there's
deal.
Still a lot of designers and design ideas from the American market. There's no question.
Yes,
but
the,
we're still
the leaders,
young.
The leaders,
the
are,
leaders
we're
are
young.
We're
young. Babies.
You want to travel. You travel to Europe, folks. Any of you folks that ever traveled to Europe, I'm sure plenty of you have. We're young. We are the babies. I mean, some of that architecture over there and the ideas over there, I mean, they're incredible.
And what did we see? The big things that we saw that are hitting now.
Yep.
Huge natural and porcelain coverings, big
True.
Sheets like
right.
you're talking about.
Right.
The stone ones were great because they go on a clip system. They almost hang from walls in the system because
True.
They're so heavy.
Right.
And what did they do? They took LED lighting and illuminated them.
Well, that would be on the onyx, and that would also be
on
part of those precious
granite,
stones.
But some of, the,
but
no,
some
but
of those granites that were really thin. Yes, you're right
yes,
about
they
that.
Cut it to a
but
quarter.
But that has to be a quarter of an inch.
Yes.
Yeah, some of it was half inch, though.
So
some of it was half
some
inch.
People will be saying, wow, that must be cool, but that would never work in my house. You're right. It wouldn't work in my house. I couldn't. I have an 1898 farmhouse. Wouldn't work.
Right.
If I lived in the city overlooking the river in New York
right,
or
right.
city skyline
right.
or in Boston, South Street Seaport and stuff, it would be incredible in those designs.
Yeah, yeah.
Incredible.
I think it would.
But
let's get into interior walls right now.
That's what we're talking about.
Well,
everything
I know, but you spent
about.
A lot of time talking about the coverings, and it's like the coverings is What you're trying to say.
I'm tying it all in.
Well, you're tying it all in, but the coverings feeds the ideas of what you're going to see, folks, in the stores and online,
right,
and all the things that are
trends. So if you have an opportunity to go to some of these trade shows, World of Concrete,
it's worth
it. If you're in the construction business,
it's worth it.
As far as I'm concerned, there's no other show other than World of Concrete. If you're in the construction business, if you're a mason, outdoor designer, you build big buildings, you have there's no place
big equipment for that industry.
If you're
right,
in the tile business, interior design business,
it's
the coverings is a must.
It totally is the
even
coverings.
If you're a fan, you should get
you'd be blown away.
You would,
you'd be blown away.
It's a great,
and you'll walk away
take.
With the bag of free stuff,
right?
There's no question. That's what Dean's like. Dean's like, look, they're giving out Reese's Pieces cups. I'm like, oh, jeez, come on. Anyway, so we're talking about interior walls today. Yes, the influences do come from Europe. There's no question about that. But what is really in right now in 2018 are slabs and large size.
Large size.
Now, not all of what's in are the 10-foot by 5-foot slabs, because a lot of people aren't into that. But they are into the tile. When you use the word tile, a lot of people think small.
No.
But that's not true, Dean, right?
No.
I mean, there's some tiles out there right now that are 17 inches from bottom to top and 48 inches left to right.
Right.
And there, a lot of those tend to be porcelains. Now, porcelain, folks, is a baked product. It's something that's baked. And these, the porcelains have come so far.
Huge. We use them outside now.
We have outdoor porcelain
patios.
Tile.
Yeah.
And the thing is, they're all exactly gauged, which means they're the same thickness. So our outdoor porcelain, which we use on a paving application, but you could use it on an outdoor application, on a vertical if you wanted to, is 3/4 of an inch thick. But then we also have some textured products that are stones and tiles.
So, for example, we have we carry a product, the stone that built Venice, Giallo, which means yellow in Italian.
Now, when Dean says it, Giallo.
You can't say Giallo.
But you say Giallo. That it's American.
That's all the Italian guys.
No, you're totally pushing it, but you're giving it a little bit of a flair because you said to the whole sales team at Plymouth Quarries, you have to say it this way.
It's my way or get out.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Exactly.
Yeah, go ahead.
So anyway, I work with an interior designer, this beautiful place getting built here.
Hey, before you get into that, can we tell them what the stone is? What is it?
It's the stone that built Venice,
Italy. No, it's a limestone.
A dense limestone.
But see, people think limestone is soft.
They think of our limestone, Indiana, Texas limestone, great products, but not good for our climate.
That limestone is so dense, it has a 0.02 absorption rate.
Right.
Right, go ahead.
And one of the reasons why, they're saying the buildings in Venice that are built with this, that are underwater, aren't crumbling because the seawater can't penetrate.
Exactly. And let's give them a visual on this, too. What are the colors in that giallo?
We love stone because of the full range color. I'm not a big fan of stone that looks exactly the same.
Right.
I know, sometimes it looks fake.
Right.
So this is a full range color with yellows, giallo.
Yep.
Off whites.
Creams.
Yep. And blues.
Right.
Most incredible stone.
And there's
full
even
range.
A little bit of a, like, I want to, but it's kind of like a weak pink in there. Remember on
really, you see that?
That 2-foot by 2-foot piece? There's something in
there.
Yeah, that's,
no, you're right.
Right? I am right about that.
Slight.
But that's one of our textured products. That product, by the way, comes in probably 30 different options of either a brushed, which is a certain texture, or flamed, which means that it's not very rough, but there's a texture to it with your fingers.
Well, that's the thing when we get into textures, too. In these quarries in Europe, they can do anything.
Right.
They can do any texture.
One of the roughest textures they have is called graffiato,
which is beautiful.
Right.
And that's a texture that's popular. So when I was working with this interior designer Dawn, she said you need to get this in 2x3.
She has a lot of energy, by the way.
She does.
She has a lot.
You know what
of
though?
Energy.
I would call it passion. She truly has a passion for what they do, and you can tell when you work with people who truly have a passion for what they do. She's very successful. But she has a passion for what she does. And when she saw the samples I had,
she cried.
She did.
Yeah.
And she said, oh my gosh, you get this in 2x3s and larger, you will not be able to keep this.
So we have a 3/4 inch tile right now that's going to be a vertical application that you can use inside or outside.
Yes. And she ordered for the fireplace. It's a penthouse fireplace overlooking the water. 2x3s with the striped. Mm-hmm. So the graffiato has that, it's more of a rake. It's a rake and it has some off-white color in that rake.
It does.
That's the texture. The striped looks like, and I don't know how they do it, I didn't ask, but it looks like they take the graffiato and then they brush it with the water and brushes, and it kind of smooths out that. It gives it a softer texture. To me, like a higher end look. But when we're talking textured walls, that's exactly what we're talking about. We're talking about these entire walls that don't have big seams. You don't have these big tile joints that you usually see. And they give you the feeling that the entire wall is stone.
That's right.
Or tile.
Right. Almost as if that whole texture, and some people try to create that with paint. That's a big thing right now too, by the way. As if that whole wall feels like an exposed natural edge.
Yes.
Right? And that, you know, that blows us away when we see that in architecture. So, but when you can recreate that in your own home, that's neat. Like, for example, the Heartland Stone sheets.
I was going to just jump into those.
Right. But, you know, before we talk about them, can we go back to some, because that's really the ultimate textured product I'd like to talk about. But I want to talk a little more about the tile options, because we haven't even touched base on the non-textureds yet. And that's a big category. You know what I mean? Don't you think?
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, because the non-textures, it's like you think about a lot of, you walk into a tile store, first off, I get overwhelmed.
There's so many choices.
There's too many choices. And everybody has something new coming in, but they don't take the old stuff down. Mm-hmm. It drives me crazy. That's like when we were doing our showroom, you and I were like, okay, we don't want people to feel overwhelmed. We want you to see the beauty of the product, but at the same time, have enough variety for what you're doing. But I think the tile world moves so fast.
And for them, these showrooms, you put up something that's popular for 3 or 4 months, and then it's not popular. What do you keep taking down? I mean, it's a lot of work.
That's why when you go into a tile place and anything with interior walls, it's really the samples are on these boards that move.
Mm-hmm.
That's really, and you can take them home, which is great. But the non-textured walls are very popular. Like, you'll find a lot of those.
You think it's 50-50? Some people love the texture, other
people's
won't.
I got to say, here's the one reason why I wanted to bring it up, because in the non-textured walls, you can get it glazed. And when you get it glazed, you can wipe it down, which brings up the whole thing about cleaning. You know, how many times have people fallen in love with something like they want to use it as a backsplash around their kitchen, but it's a textured product, and we know that they've got to seal that. And some people are like, well, I don't want to seal it. I want it to be what it is. Well, but, you know, you're going to have to be washing this thing down. But a glazed product means that you can just spray that thing and wash it down, and you don't have to worry about
it.
So I do think that in kitchens, I think people tend to go less textured. That's what I think. But I think in bathrooms and in family rooms and in other parts of the house, I see a lot more texture.
I agree with that.
Don't
so
you
I,
think?
I think it all depends on the design.
Okay, then where would you go with the Heartland Stone? Now, the Heartland Stone is less than an inch thick. It's a sheet.
Double-faced.
Double-faced.
One time the ocean floor.
Which is incredible.
Not man-made. God-made.
And just imagine, folks, that you walk into a room and this whole wall, your hand could just touch this and feel like it's touching a prehistoric ocean
color
floor.
Color range?
Yeah. The color ranges of blues and caramels and grays.
As a matter
and all
of
that.
Fact, we take the stone. We make some incredible tables with it, too.
Oh, yeah.
The tables
the
we
furniture
have
is unbelievable.
That. Oh,
but that's
amazing.
A thicker version.
Yes.
But what we're talking
let's
about.
Let's talk about the sheets.
We're talking about a vertical application with something that's thin enough so that it's going to stay adhered to the wall with probably like an engineered cement or a clip system, like you said. But that, you know, the thing with the Heartland is. You know, you said something a long time ago, which I thought was kind of interesting. I didn't think it would come from you, because you tend not to say things like this. But you said, wow, that piece of sheet, that 4 foot by 4 foot piece of sheet would look really good hanging on the walls like a piece of art.
And a couple of people bought it that way.
They did. And I was like, wow, good for you, Dean, because you're thinking out of the box.
And you didn't think of it.
Oh, I thought of it.
No,
but,
you didn't.
Oh, I've always thought of it that way. Okay. But, I mean, I don't think you should hang it. I think you should adhere it to the wall and get a light to hit it and all that. But I think that the thing with that Heartland sheet is you take the diamond blade and you clean up those edges and make it
so
like
so you put it on our table saw in the shop,
yes.
The fabrication shop.
You or you have your tile installer take it and clean it up.
That'd be a tough cut. To make that perfect 90 degrees and where they all
but
tight
you know
seams.
How installers get.
Yeah.
They want to create
you
what
could
they create,
want to create a whole wall right. Of ocean floor stone in sheets. Some of his sheets are about 6 feet by 4.
Some.
And if you cut all those edges perfect with tight joints where you can't see them.
Right.
You could literally have an entire wall of ocean floor stone.
You can, but
there would be nothing like that. If you had a wine cellar with that in there.
You kidding me?
Or are you overlooking the water and you have a bar in your house overlooking?
Or what if you had
there
like
nothing.
Even a, what if
nothing.
You had a sunroom and you walking out into the sunroom and one wall is
to die.
That?
to die.
I don't know who you are.
To die.
What was that?
Because you know how I feel about that stone, and all that right. And the Giallo are my two favorite stones
that.
Right now.
But
to die.
You have to seal that. You have to seal that stone.
Why?
On an interior application.
Why?
If you can, it. Well, let me finish my statement.
Are you Greek and you're going to be throwing if you, plates
at your house?
With food
how many
on
times
it?
Have you thrown
but
food?
Like what? Yes, if you're in backsplash, but if you have it behind your wall at your bar,
if,
is someone
if
your wife going to throw wine glasses
if you're concerned
at you with
about,
wine?
Why are we yelling?
I don't know.
Why
but
are
like,
you yelling?
It just
you
bothers
get,
me.
It, but what bothers me is that you're just on edge.
You know why? Know why? My why? Wife threw a bottle of wine at me the other day.
Did it hit your textured wall?
No, it was glazed.
Okay. You need to seal it if you're concerned about cleaning it. That's all I was going to say. You don't have to seal it because it's textured.
So how dirty you're, does your wall get?
Well, I don't know. You know how some people get? You get weird, dude, about cleaning stuff. You know that. You get something in your head.
Yes,
and you have a little bit of OCD about that. Like, the one thing you and I share is there cannot be dirty dishes and things in my sink. They have got to be in the dishwasher. Right. And if the dishwasher is done, empty that baby and clean it out. Yeah. That's it. I mean, that's one of our OCD things. We share that. It probably comes from our
And if you have boys, flush the toilet.
Oh,
you can't
please.
Flush the toilet?
You
can't flush the
you
toilet.
You and your toilet, like...
No, but like, do you want to walk... You know what
no,
I'm saying?
Just flush it.
Yeah,
I know.
So that's
but what
a
I'm
whole
saying is
thing.
If you want to clean that wall, you have to seal it. And some interior sealers are better than others because of the aroma. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
So
let me ask you a
DuPont
question.
DuPont has a really nice one right now that's got a very low aroma to it, a low smell to it, because interior-wise, people get nervous about that. It's just about ventilation until it
You know what
cures.
I would do?
Yes.
I would have us cut it. Let it dry after it's under the saw, the table saw.
And seal it then.
And seal it then. Mm-hmm. Right?
Sure. But you know how when some installers get, they want to control it. That's all I'm saying. I was just drinking water. I'm
I know.
Sorry.
I could tell you.
But, some installers get that way. But with the...
I could go with the ceiling thing, but I just don't see how... Maybe in certain kitchen applications or something like that, obviously backsplashes, I don't see how you would... really have to seal an interior application. Now, Mike Stone going outside, Heartland Stone, I would seal outside because it's a sedimentary stone and with our weather.
But see, you wouldn't seal Giallo.
No, because it's not a sedimentary stone.
Right.
Even though it's a limestone.
But see,
have to do research on that because when I think of limestone, I think of chalk.
Well, exactly. See that, but
limestone's the first
You're using
layer?
The word sedimentary. And a lot of people don't understand what that means because sedimentary and a dense limestone are completely different types
yes.
of stone. Sedimentary tends to absorb more moisture to it. So, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. But I agree with you. If you're going to do an outdoor application, but that's not what we're talking about today, Dean. We're staying inside.
We went into sealers.
We're staying inside.
Okay, stay inside.
So going inside, back to what's hot for 2018, going into 2019, is slabs. And that slab could be anywhere from a 14-inch to 36 inches long, all the way up to a 10-foot by 5-foot, even at the thickness or the thinness of a quarter of an inch. I mean, that's really neat stuff.
It's right application. It's gorgeous.
It could be incredible.
You have to understand the installation, too.
Well, to me, look, if you're looking for a good installer for anything that's inside with a tile, you know, I mean, tile, there's... It's an art in itself.
When it can go bad?
It can go really bad.
Yes.
Because I'll be honest with you. You shouldn't do tile.
I've done tile.
I know you have. But I'm going to be honest with you. And you know what? I shouldn't do tile either. Because we don't have... There's always forgiveness in our designs and always forgiveness
in
the...
Yes.
There just is. We don't have that... Like when we do tile... Or
you
when
have
we,
to go really slow.
We
go
slow.
We have to go really slow.
We really go slow. It's not our niche.
No.
And you got to know your niche.
Right.
Right. So all I'm saying is if you're looking for a good tile person, ask the people who you're buying it from. And this is one of our things we've said before. Ask the people who you're buying it from who they would recommend. Get three names and tell those people when you call, so-and-so recommended you. Don't just call them because a good business begets good business.
Right.
That's all.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. And the worst is, and you got this. I found a guy on Craigslist who does tile work, but he's doing my wall.
I told that story.
I know.
That's
what I'm. It's like that's the worst thing in the world.
Right.
Or I found my sister's brother's cousin does tile work.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen anything that he does?
And he's cheap.
No.
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 So with these big stones, these big sheets, that's important.
Slabs. Slabs. We're using the word slabs.
Yeah. Understanding when you hire somebody, they better know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Heavy, lot of weight load, lot of weight-bearing load, even though it's cut thin.
Or fragile products that need to be handled with kids' gloves.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead. I cut you off.
So, but the texture thing I like. I know some of the people love the smoother texture, and for the right designs, like we always talk about, it will work. I just like the texture because a very important element with any one of these walls, and you touched upon it, is lighting.
Oh, yeah.
When you have a textured wall and you have the right lighting.
Totally.
Some of it, in a weird way, almost moires. Remember when we did the TV show, cameraman would always say, you can't wear that shirt because it's going to moire, so it's going to drive me nuts.
That
it's
drove me crazy.
I know.
I couldn't stand that.
I know. So we had to get all earth. Everything was earth tones.
Earth tones.
So anyway.
And two of everything. They can't see sweat.
But on one of those textured walls with the right lighting, it does, like, your eye kind of, it moires with, like, that stripe. Not in a bad way, in a very cool, it's just an added element. With the lighting.
Well, okay. I don't know if I use the word moray, but, you know.
You know what I'm saying. When you're looking at it and the lines
is that after you've had a little bit of wine?
Quite possibly.
Because what I'm looking at is the nighttime. Like when we do lighting on anything, outside or inside, and that even when you see it under your cabinets in your kitchen, there's nothing cooler than having a little bit of light.
Subtle.
Hitting a texture of something in your house. So at night, the whole house looked completely different. And you're walking around going, thank God I did the right lighting in here. Because it shows off the beauty of your investment. And it creates a different feeling, you know? Especially when you open up that bottle of wine and you're trying to impress somebody.
True.
Right.
So you know what else
they're doing? Those days are over, Dean.
It's done.
Yeah.
I can't even impress myself anymore. So... You know what else they're doing? Some of these companies back in the day, these engineered countertops.
Well, like Caesar stone,
yeah. Sile stone, yeah. This stone, that stone. They're starting to get into these sheets now.
Okay, so folks, if you know of any of those products, I mean, those products have changed the countertop world in a lot of ways because what they do is they take fines of granites and different products.
Quartz.
And quartz, and they compress them together with binders, and then they create something that actually looks like a solid surface.
Stone slab.
And it really is beautiful.
Yeah.
Because the color ranges are endless with that. But Dean's right. They are getting into, they're taking that countertop application or that countertop manufacturing, and they're turning that into slab materials for walls. Which, really, again, it's
awesome.
Like, you know, we were looking at colors today. You can do anything.
Anything.
And with natural stone, there's a lot of options too. But you can't create something just from a palette of color.
No, but it has to be the right wall, the right size, and the right application. But when it's done right, it's incredible.
Right.
It's absolutely incredible. And it's exciting time. You know why I like it? Even if it's not your taste, you know why I like it? It's the manufacturers and the stone companies. They're starting to think out of the box. I love when people don't sit back on their laurels. You know what I mean? And just do the same thing over and over and over
again. Well, okay. So, yes, you just gave me a great thought on that. Because isn't that true about any industry? When you think about it? When you think about it, like anyone that gets a little... I can think of a company right now. I'm not going to say it. They made a product because I don't, you know, whatever. They made a product.
Because we sell it.
They made a product. It hit a middle of the market, you know, like a middle of the budget and all that. Yeah. Not high end, not low end. And that's all they do.
And they haven't done a damn thing in like 20
but
years.
But you and I said, okay, at least you know who you are and what you're doing. But now what's happening to them?
They're getting beat up.
They're getting beat up.
Because now the people who are thinking out of the box
people
are also
want,
making lower cost products that compete with theirs but look so much better because the products they're using that they've developed by thinking out of the box, they can transition
that says something about the buyer. Because the buyers today, you know, you and I, we want options.
We want options.
And we want everything fast. I hate to say it, but it's true. It's like between texting and Instagram and everything else, you have the world at your fingertips. And if you walk into a showroom or you walk somewhere, you don't want to find it. You go right to your phone and go, just found it. I mean, I don't like that. I'd like to touch it. I'd like to see it. I want to bring it home, all that. But you can order samples and get them in. So it's like this whole thing of you got to think out of the box and you got to stay current and think of new ideas because the consumer's thinking that way.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
So you know? Let me throw this question out there. If you have a large wall and you're doing large pieces of porcelain or natural stone for that wall, does that wall become the centerpiece of the room?
I don't think so. I don't think it becomes the centerpiece of the room. I think it has to, well, I mean, you asked that question out in the public now, so they'll give you your answers, but I think that it can't be the centerpiece of the room. It has to complement the room. It depends on the room.
So can I bring it back to our world that we grew up with?
Italians?
No, Masons.
Oh.
Cathedral fireplace.
Okay.
Does that become the centerpiece of the room?
Yes.
So I think you do get that same kind. If you do a large wall with that, with texture and large sizes.
It depends on the room. It depends on the room. It just does.
It is going to be a focal point. How's that? Not centerpiece, but it's definitely going to be a focal element in whatever else you do there.
I think that's a generality. I just think it is, because how many times have you walked into a room and all the colors are light, like off-whites and all that, and one wall has a lighter tech, you know, has a texture to it. It might be a product, it might be a silestone, it might be a tile or whatever, and it's very subtle to you. You didn't quite know it was textured until you walked up and touched it. Like in Vegas when we stayed at
the Wynn.
You thought of it, yeah. Right? Because they would do stuff like that. It wasn't the star of the room. The star of the room was the view of the room,
exactly.
Because the whole wall was glass looking
out
over the mountains.
But when you walk in the room and you see an entire wall with textured product, with lighting and really nice furniture.
Oh, this part's of the day where it can be. Yeah.
You look at that and you're like, what the heck is that? But you know, in a good way, not in a bad way.
It's funny that you brought up the star of the room, because that's how you think. You know what I mean?
Like, so the wall is me.
Yeah. It's like you like to be the star.
And you're the coffee table.
I thought you were at the, I'll take that compliment, because I thought you were going to tell me I was the coaster on the coffee
there
table.
You go.
You know what I mean? No, because, you know, it is nice to, when you're designing something, folks, it is nice to know what the star of the room is.
Right.
Or
so,
the feature of the area.
We're kidding here, but what I'm trying to get folks out there to think about is you have to think about that.
Before you make your choice?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Because say you have a small room and you're going to do a whole wall with these large slabs, stone of quartz or tile or porcelain, whatever. You have to think about, is that the right choice for that room?
Well, you and I always, you probably, by the way, you're going to hear us say that all the time. Like, what's the right choice? I mean, we're all about the value of your house and making sure you're not investing too much money in something you're not going to get the bang back for. But to me, that right choice comes down, again, to personal taste, because there's some things people choose that you and I would never choose, and it comes down to your budget, and it comes down to all those things, but
over-design is the kiss of death
in any business, we believe. We believe in simplicity.
Products are great, but I think you have to really step back and see if it works. Like we talked about the wine cellar. First of all, if you can afford to have a wine cellar
I want an outdoor shower, and I want a wine
cellar. So then that wine cellar is going to look kicking, right? It's like if you can afford to have a wine cellar, you're going to do it right. And these types of walls or the Heartland stone would be absolutely perfect.
You know what I'd do in my wine cellar? I would do a vaulted ceiling with the brick.
Yeah, we talked about that.
That would be amazing.
And wood, right? And you could do a textured wall or what? I mean, there are so many options. I'm saying if you have a little tiny house and you have a little tiny wall in a tiny room, I would have to step back and see if you could go. What I'm saying is you don't have to do those huge sheets. You can still get a textured wall, but you might want to cut down the sizes of those.
Yeah, of course. No, I hear what you're saying. I mean, it reminds me of an apartment choice, because there's a lot of people that live in the cities. I mean, we lived in New York for a while. You know, it's like there were a couple of, if we owned it, but there were a couple of choices you could make.
That was a dumb move. We were so young and stupid. Oh, we got offered to buy our place on Bleecker and
McDougal. The corner of Bleecker and McDougal.
In the village over Arlecchino.
Yep.
The restaurant.
I wonder if Arlecchino's still there. Remember the bread place?
Oh, Zito's.
Oh, my gosh. Zito's.
Zito's.
I love Zito's.
And the owner offered us to buy it for like $90,000.
Not
like
Zito's, the one bedroom.
Like 23,
I lived in the living room.
24.
You lived in the back room.
And we're like, no, whatever.
We had no money.
Stupid mistakes of our youth. But anyway.
What's it worth today?
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
But anyway, you're right about a small room, because in a small room, you can overpower it. And that's kind of what you're talking about.
Right.
Like, I get to the specifics and the details. You do a broad stroke. That's what you do. And that's kind of how this works. Like, if I was a broad stroke person like you, we'd be banging heads all the time. But I listen to what you say and you listen to what I say and you know that I'm going to get to the details.
No, because that's even, the way it goes. Even in some designs, like for friends I've done.
Yeah.
I love.
Are they still your friends?
Yeah, most of them, okay, because I never charged them. Okay, that's another. Really? That's a whole show.
I don't do that.
That's a whole show working
for friends.
Talking
about not charging them.
That's a whole show working for friends.
You can't talk about friends on the show.
No, but that's a whole show where how many times?
But we're not going to do it.
Because you're a stonemason designer and stuff. How many times have you worked for friends and you say, you know what, we're buddies. He did a favor for me. I'll do this. They don't appreciate it.
Oh boy, we're not gonna go there, man.
I'm gonna mention some names
right now. You're an idiot. Stop. Nuclear action.
So if I'm working with a friend helping them out and designing, I want to give them, you know, the best I can do and
get them the best. Right.
But sometimes I have to tell myself I have to step back here and simplify this because the things I love and the things I would want to do, I can't do here.
Well,
does that make sense?
Well, I think it makes sense, but don't you feel sometimes as though it's not your niche? Like, you can recommend people, like, you're a big wall guy. You're a big wall guy. Right. You like to do big ideas. That's just who you are. It's all right. There's nothing wrong with it. But it's like, I'm sure a lot of homeowners out there, and I'm sure a lot of folks out there feel like, I don't know what to do with this room. I don't know what to do with this wall. I see all these tiles. Is this tile? How many times have we been talking to people and we're consulting with them and they're like, does this work? Does that? I'm like, actually, that doesn't work.
Right.
You know, you have to walk into that house to see what the rest of the house looks like, because then it's a chain reaction. Like, okay, this room could really work, but then you have to do that, and that.
You know what? Interior design is unlike our world, outdoor design. And we've done some interior design with products we know. I think interior design, it goes back to, and you mentioned earlier, hiring the right person, the tile person. Right. I think if you're going to hire a designer, you should really look at design, because some designers are used to doing these big, palatial, high-end.
Right.
And when it comes to a tiny, small room or something not in that, it might not be their wheelhouse. Where other interior designers are fantastic with smaller, nooky spaces.
But see, I think that comes down to the talent of the designer. Because there are so many people out there that can adjust to the client
exactly.
in front of them.
You have to adjust. Right?
Like, we've learned that. I mean, not that we were great all the time, but we got pretty good, you know, before we moved into managing and all that. And we're still doing pretty good at the quarries and all that. But there are designers out there that listen to that client and they don't push their own agenda. Right?
There's a point. You know what the worst thing is? You get somebody who does exactly, they say, yeah, listening to you, then they do exactly what they want to do.
Yeah, not what you want.
So with all these...
And if you don't know what you want, then all of a sudden you're very frustrated. So folks, when it comes to interior work and when it comes to an interior wall, the options are pretty endless, by the way. They are. And when you walk into any tile store, you'll feel that.
But these textured walls, big sheets, big tile pieces.
That's what's in.
But and Dean, I don't think it's going to be one of those things that's in today and out tomorrow.
No.
I think the way they're doing it, it's gonna last for a while.
I think it is too, because but I do think that you are right. That's two times.
That's killing
you, isn't
it? I
said it two times.
Well, you know what we should have done? We have to bring some of our interior designer friends in here.
Oh, we've got people lined up.
And then they can say, everything you two said is absolutely the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Because you know our friends would say that.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. But I do think, though, that the big slabs are in, the big pieces are in, and you're correct in that just because that's in doesn't necessarily mean it's right for what you need to do in your home, depending on the specifics of the issues that have to get solved. That's all that you're trying to say.
Yes.
Yeah. But also, and if you want to go small, I'm 5'6". If you want to go small, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, because this small still in.
But
it's just
that, can you get that textured feel in a small wall? And I know the answer to this. By going down in the size of the tiles.
It's just a...
It will still give you the feel.
Yeah, you'll still have a texture.
But it won't be over... Like, I just think, like, some of those huge pieces in a small area might not fit.
No.
You might have to cut down. Here's the thing. It's like going back to our world, right? The cut of the stone dictates the look. So a ledge cut leans contemporary, sometimes Asian, right? So if you're doing a small...
Sometimes Asian?
Asian design.
Oh, okay.
Like ledge. Oh, okay. You know, right?
Yeah. All right. I don't know. Was that wrong? I don't know. I just thought you said contemporary and Asian. Usually it's contemporary and
ledge,
not contemporary.
Ledge cut stone, how's it go?
It goes horizontal.
But tight, small pieces.
Yeah.
Is that Asian design sometimes?
Sometimes,
some
yeah. I know, okay. It just surprised me. Is nothing wrong with it.
Is that offensive today, if I can't say it's Asian design, I'm out. I'm done. I've had enough of this stuff. If I can't say that.
I didn't say it was wrong. I'm just saying you surprised me.
You're like the word police.
I didn't say anything about it being wrong. I said, did you say Asian? That's all I said. You're so defensive.
No,
about
you
it.
Said it in a way
okay,
that I
get off. Get off your soapbox. Go back to what
so,
you're saying.
In
yes.
our world,
yes.
the cut of the stone
dear God,
can dictate the look.
Yes.
Right? Right. So ledge stone on a huge area inside a fireplace.
Is busy.
Busy. Might not work.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So if we go ashlar or mosaic.
Okay, what does ashlar
or
mean?
Italian,
you
I guess.
You keep talking about these things that a lot of people don't understand. Ashlar. Ashlar is more
of a
rectangle.
Well, that's a whole other show. Well, we're doing a fireplace
but
show.
But it has a higher rise and a longer length. You see more of the face of
so
the stone.
So the cut of the stone
yes.
and the cut of the tile,
the cut
what
of
I
the
was
tile.
Trying to
okay,
do,
yes, yes.
dictates the look.
Yes.
So that's why I was talking about larger sizes, square and rec in our world, won't work with legs and a header. Right? On a small, and we'll explain legs are in a header, the sides and top of your fireplace. That's going to be a whole other show.
I don't know.
I'm sorry for those people you listen on here. This is about Derek and I because he ticked me off.
I didn't say anything.
No, you judged him. It's like, I can't take it.
I didn't judge you. I did not judge
you. For those of you who are living our world, I don't want to offend anyone. I like everybody. I think I'm a good guy, but I'm getting nuts here because I don't know what I can say anymore. I don't know when I say something to
all
somebody,
I
meet someone, hey,
all
how you doing?
Is, listen,
I'm always worried about what I'm going to say
now. All I know
now.
Is we're
you
talking about
that.
Interior walls, and now it's all about you.
No, because
once
you
again,
turned it. You're just like
again.
All them out there.
All right, listen, folks, if you want to get us some help or if there's any therapists out there, contact us at DeanandDerek.com, Dean and Derek on Facebook, and also on our website, DeanandDerek.com. Listen, we'll see you next time. You have nothing else to say.
I have
nothing. You're done.
I'm done.
You're done.
Send me an email if you support me.